Hi there. The word for you today is on financial freedom. In Ezekiel 36, verse 26, God told his people, I will give you right desires. The Millionaire Next Door is a best-selling book about two people living on the same street, in comparable homes, working at a similar job. But by age 50, one is financially secure while the other is drowning in debt. Now, the problem isn't money. It's unwillingness to defer gratification. We want what we want now. Many times we associate happiness with spending. So, when we feel down, we go shopping. Think about it. When you got your last bonus or tax refund, was your first thought, what can I buy? Come on, be honest. Paul says in Romans 12 verse 2, do not conform to this world's value system, but be transformed by renewing your mind. When it comes to money, you must ask God to give you right desires. Robert Orban said, every morning I read the Forbes magazine list of the richest people in America, and if my name isn't on it, I get up and go to work. How about you? The Bible says in Zechariah 4 verse 10, do not despise these small beginnings. Big things are just a culmination of small ones. So, give God the first tenth of your income, save 10%, and then learn to live on the rest. Okay? As your earnings grow, invest 50% of the increase into a financial freedom account. Once you stop spending every penny you earn and start saving, an interesting dynamic comes into play. Just the act of disciplining yourself to save even modest amounts of money will empower you financially, spiritually, yes, and emotionally. One theologian said, and I quote, self-respect is the root of discipline. Your sense of dignity grows with the ability to say no to yourself. In addition to helping you achieve financial freedom, self-control actually enriches every other area of your life.